RMU commandment number one, thou shall worship only Coach Toole. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is our first off-season episode of the Toole Sheds. I'm your host, as always, Logan Carney, and join with me, as always, your basketball experts here at RMU Century Media, Matt Kurtick and Luke Yost. I feel like that awkward... You guys like that pause there?
Awkward pause. I don't know what that was.
As we're on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, this is the Toole Sheds. RMU basketball season unfortunately came to its bitter end a couple weeks ago. They did manage to win their first round playoff game in the NAC, but much further than any of us thought they could go. I mean, I said they had a chance. Somebody else didn't say they had a chance, but I said they had a chance. You know, I wish we had the clips to go back and play that, you know, just to see, you know, how closer to being right I was than you two.
Oh, please.
I don't think I was that far off.
But more specifically, though, that's what today is. Yesterday was the fifth year anniversary of the Robert Morris Kentucky game that
Never
took
forget.
Place at Soul Center. When the Kentucky, in case you forget, the Kentucky Wildcats, who were coming off, you know, a national title that season, you know, ended up struggling and making the NIT and not the playoffs, not the actual NCAA tournament. Well, they made postseason the NIT. And since I believe it was because Kentucky was hosting some playoff games.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament was being hosted in Lexington that year. So Kentucky was unable to play in the Rupp Arena for the first round of the NIT playoffs.
Yeah, so they ended up playing the game at the Soul Center. And it's really, you know, 5 years. And Robert Morris ended up winning that game, surprisingly. You know, and it's a big upset here. They won 59-57 back in 2013, 5 years ago to the day yesterday.
Yeah, so arguably Kentucky's worst loss in program history.
Probably one of Kentucky's worst teams in program history.
They had a lot of injuries that year. I think was the year they had Nerlens Noel.
They had Nerlens Noel and Willie Cauley-Stein as, like, their premier players.
Yeah, Willie Cauley-Stein is not a premier
no.
player. So.
Well, it wasn't really one of the worst. So, really, Kentucky opened up that game as a six-point favorite.
Yeah.
6 points. You know, so it's not like it was that big of an upset, you know. Let's be honest for a second.
Pretty big upset.
I don't know what it is. How your guys' feelings are on the subject, but for me, I think the school needs to move on. You know, or at least not talk about it, not make such a big deal out of it. Like, it feels like to me, you know, being at this campus for my third semester, you know, and the amount of times that I've heard a speech from somebody in the faculty. And the Kentucky game wasn't brought up is zero. All right, that was the first thing they said to me whenever I went here. It was the first thing that they said. You know, I believe it was even mentioned in Chris Howard's. I could be wrong, but it was even mentioned in President Chris Howard's first speech.
Well, arguably that might be the first time that Dr. Chris Howard ever heard of Robert Morris University.
Probably, I mean, good chance.
That's a good chance.
Let me ask you a question: Is there a student on this campus that was, you know, that was a main student back then? Because it was 5 years ago. So there's no students. It's all grad students that have relived that, if there are any. Or maybe people that skipped a full year of college. Those are the only people that remember that game, that were on campus at that game. And then they would still be, you know, fresh or sophomores.
I was at that game.
You weren't a student, though. That's not my point.
Student.
That's not my point. You weren't a student.
My freshman year here, we had the seniors were at that game. So that was pretty cool for them, but... they talked about it a little bit more than, like, people talk about it now.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It just seems to me, you know, I have a copy of a Facebook post. And I teased at it during the intro. I don't know if many people listening caught it, though. So, it basically is, the Facebook post was posted yesterday. And it reads, RMU Commandment number 9. Remember the day we upset Kentucky. You know, and five years ago today, RMU basketball struck down defending national champion Kentucky basketball. Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If history tells us anything, it's that UMBC athletics can feast on their big victory for years to come. How can you compare UMBC beating Virginia, the number one team in the country, the team that just won the ACC, to a Kentucky squad that finished barely above 500 and was in the NIT.
Did Virginia win the national championship last year?
It doesn't matter.
Did they win the national championship last year?
It doesn't matter. They were in the NCAA tournament.
Hey, Luke, did Virginia win the national championship last year? Did Kentucky win it?
Have teams lost in the NIT? Have one seed lost in the NIT before? Many times. Has a one seed ever lost in the first round of the NCAA playoffs? No. What UMBC did was historic. All right. Now, I go to Robert Morris. I love Robert Morris. That game was phenomenal. All right. I am not going to minimize that game. All right. But it is absolutely absurd. It is ridiculous. It is stupid to put yourselves on the same level as a team that just knocked off the number one team in the country, something that never happened before in the entire NCAA history. 1-173. That's the record that 16 seeds have, I believe, in the NCAA tournament. All right? Robert Morris, look, teams like Kentucky have been to the NIT before, and they've lost. All right, that has happened before. What Robert Morris did was nothing historic. They were six-point underdogs. UMBC was 20-point underdogs going into that game. The two upsets don't compare. You look at some of the stuff. It's just, you know, it's annoying. I think it's embarrassing that they keep wanting to bring this game up. That they won't. We should talk about that. You know, this was a great game. But we shouldn't talk about it like it's the only great thing to ever happen on this campus. Like, it's the greatest thing ever to happen.
Wait, what was the last, other than the Kentucky game, what's the last big sporting event here that was, like, worth paying attention to?
What about when the hockey team made it to the Frozen Four?
Because that is nowhere near.
That's college
hockey. But what about when Robert Morris actually won their conference?
That's college
hockey. Robert Morris
didn't
win the conference this year. What about when the basketball team actually won the conference?
Because it doesn't matter. Because then they're going to go in and they're going to lose.
Are they going to put a banner up at the Kentucky game?
Surprised they haven't. I was in the rec center today, and I was looking at the banners. And they have, like, all their banners, like, on the one wall. It's like, you know, NCAA tournament. And there's a spot in between, like, 2010 and 2015, and I'm like, I would be surprised to see, like, when they open up this new arena, if I don't see, like, a Kentucky lost, like, an RMU beat Kentucky 59-57 banner, it would be kind of surprising.
See, the RMU beating Kentucky is an important game for a number of reasons. One being that ESPN, you know, the sports channel, which is,
like, 2 days,
they came to Moon Township into our Soul Center. We brought in hundreds of seats that weren't even supposed to be there. Sure, they were breaking, like, fire code.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This team that just won the national championship, no matter if you don't think that they were a good team or not, arguably one of the best coaches in college basketball, comes back home to Moon Township. RMU beats them in front of standing room only, in front of basically every student at RMU, and RMU wins that game. And you can't tell me that game isn't important.
I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying they talk about it like it's the greatest thing to ever happen here.
It is the greatest thing.
No, it's not.
What's better than that?
Here's the thing. You talked about how, like, the men making the Frozen Four was a big deal, and it is a big deal. But as far as, like, ratings and money and all that goes, nothing compares to football and men's basketball. So when you beat Kentucky in men's basketball, it's like beating Alabama.
But it wasn't a good Kentucky, so it's not like beating Alabama. That's the thing. It wasn't beating, like, real Kentucky. If they beat the number one Kentucky, number one team in the country, came here and we beat them, talk about it as much as you want. Remember, hey, we beat a number one Kentucky. No, we beat an unranked, barely above 500 school that was without their best players in an NIT game on our home court.
That's what you added, the reason that the game
the quintessential
is important.
Point.
If that game, if we
matter.
Beat them at Kentucky,
it's not a good Kentucky team. We're talking about
out of
this.
Lexington.
Look, people talk about this here like this was that this is a good, this is a regular Kentucky team. They talk about this like this is one of the great Calipari teams that we knocked off. Like, we knocked off one of the top teams in the country. We did not
team, it's the name. Listen, Kentucky has a stigma about being, like, one of the best teams in the nation every year. So when you can beat a Kentucky team, no matter how bad they are, you still beat Kentucky. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I don't
you're playing the name, not the people.
Yeah,
the
and no matter how great that Kentucky team is or how bad they are, they still came to RMU and they still lost to RMU.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's at home, and you had every student. They canceled classes. All the students go. All the professors go. The big-name people in Pittsburgh are there watching that game. That's the first time that RMU has probably gotten – bid stream coverage other than whenever they lost to Villanova, which I think was after that. Was that after that?
Yeah, in 2015, I think.
But RMU got their name on the map in terms of men's college basketball because that was showed everywhere on ESPN that a Kentucky team had lost to Robert Morris University in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's great. That's great for what happened at
the
time.
But here's the thing.
But why do we need to still talk about it like it just happened yesterday?
Because
why do we need to talk about it? No, because it's what it seems to me when I look at this, when I look at what is going on, it seems petty. It seems like you're accepting the fact that winning an NIT against a bad team, because this Kentucky team was a bad team, all right? And you can't argue that. They wouldn't have been in the NIT if they were decent because their namesake alone would get them in the tournament, all right? They were a bad team. So why do we need to keep bragging about the fact that we beat a bad team here in a game that if you go to Kentucky and you ask any of them, who did you play in the NIT 5 years ago? You think any single one? I bet you John Calipari doesn't even remember. And he's from here.
I feel like John Calipari.
Nobody in Kentucky cares about this. Nobody in the country cares about this game anymore, except for the administration here, Robert Morris. All right, you're accepting the fact that this basketball team can't be more than beating a bad team in the NIT.
You know,
that's what you're doing. We've won conference titles. I haven't seen one thing about 4 years ago today, we won a conference banner. You know, 3 years ago, we won a conference. You know, we made the NCAA tournament. But instead, I see stuff about, you know, how we beat Kentucky in an NIT tournament that we didn't even win and was a bad Kentucky team. You know, I hear it in speeches constantly, and it just seems petty. It seems annoying, and it seems sad because it seems like you're accepting the fact that, hey, our high point is beating a bad team in a bad tournament that the only people who care about it are mid-major schools in the bottom of the barrel in the top five.
You can say that they're a bad team over and over again, but they still had a couple players on that roster, wow, that are in the national.
Yeah, and most of them were hurt. Nerlens Noel was hurt.
Nerlens Noel was the only player that was hurt.
Willie Cauley-Stein was playing, and he plays in the NBA, and he plays consistent minutes. Can you name me one Robert Morris player that does that in the NBA? I'm saying you can say they're a bad team, which is true. They weren't a very good team that year, but they still had good players, one of the best coaches in college basketball. So you can be the worst
team. They probably would have been in the tournament if Nerlens Noel didn't get hurt.
But it doesn't matter about that fact. They still are a good team. That's a team that probably still wins a bunch of games no matter what. And they lost to RMU, so why wouldn't we celebrate that? You can say it's petty and how it's pathetic, whatever it is, but that's arguably one of the greatest things that we've done as a sports team in terms of the national spotlight, because nobody cares that we win the Northeast Conference in any division. And college hockey's not big enough around here.
College hockey's not big enough yet,
we're going to talk about it. And men's basketball is what really gets people
men's
going.
Men's basketball and football sells.
So that's why wouldn't we bring it up? It's very important to this school.
Well, I'm just saying, why? It seems, you know, I'm not, yes, it was a great game. Yes, it's something to be proud about, you know, but it's not something to be, you know, it just seems very petty. Like, it just comes off so petty to be bragging about a game where the other team doesn't even care.
What else do we have to brag about?
You know, nobody in Kentucky, I bet you a lot of the Kentucky fan base probably didn't even watch that game. Because I know when Pitt was good and they somehow didn't make the tournament, you know, and they played in the NIT or the CBI, whatever the other tournament is, I didn't turn the game on. Because frankly, I was too embarrassed to realize that my team was in there. I bet you all the Kentucky fans were just embarrassed for playing in the game. Do you think they cared if they won or not?
Yes.
Nobody cared.
They don't, because winning in that game, you don't want to lose. It doesn't matter if you care about
it's
winning.
It's the NIT.
You're not going to want to lose.
You don't want to lose in the NIT.
You win the NIT, they're not going to brag about
it. It's a big deal. That's the thing, but like, you're not.
Congratulations, you're the 65th best team in the country.
Kentucky's not supposed to lose. No, I wouldn't say they're 65th best, but like, think about the other teams that get in are also conference champions. So you have like a 14.
Not in the NIT.
Not in the
NIT. Their conference.
Their regular season conference.
Regular
champions.
Season. That's what RMU was that year. They lost in the championship game and didn't get to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. You know, tournament conference championships. Because that gets you automatic bid in the NCAA. Keep going, Luke. Let's move on.
But like, thing is that when you're in the NIT, you don't want to lose. That's how it works. Like, if you're Kentucky, you're not supposed to lose the NIT. Yeah, it's the NIT, but, like, you're still supposed to win. They gave them a game they're going to win. They're supposed to.
You can say Pitt went to the NIT and you didn't care, but you would have cared if they would have lost to Sacred Heart in the NIT.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen them win the NIT, so frankly, I don't care because I don't even remember when if they ever won the NIT. I know they won the CBI, which is even worse than the NIT. In fact, I'm embarrassed. I'd rather Pitt not be in the postseason. I'd rather them go 0-18. I'd rather be able to make jokes about it. Because being that, you're being painfully average for a Power Five school. Or if you want to use the college, I like to say Power Seven when it comes to college basketball, because I like to throw the Big East and the American Athletic in that conversation as well. But, you know, it's for a school like Kentucky, nobody cared. You know, their season was done when they got knocked out of the conference tournament and didn't make it to the NCAA tournament. They didn't care what happened to the NIT. They didn't care. That's just reality.
The fans might not care, but the team still cares.
Plus, it's not a big upset. They were 6-point favorites an
but
hour before
still
tip-off.
Kentucky.
6-point favorites, Luke. 6-point favorites. All right. They compared it to UMBC that were 20-point underdogs.
Okay, yeah, that's
you cannot compare those.
I don't think that RMU is necessarily saying like we are the same as you.
We are like
they might say
the patriarch of yours.
They can say we understand how you feel being a small team beating a team that no one thinks you could have beaten. And why
they
wouldn't you?
They were 6-point favorites. People thought that it could happen.
Logan, nobody thought that Kentucky.
They
was
were
6-point
favorites. They would have been more if it was. It would have been at least double digits. Would have been at least double digits. It would have been 20 points. If they thought Robert Morris had no chance, it would have been a 20-point that game. Nobody gave UMBC a chance. People gave Robert Morris a chance.
I don't think anybody came in saying there is 0% chance that UMBC wins. I don't think that.
You don't. Outside of UMBC, you really don't think that people came in saying,
"Do you think?" Okay, regardless of the 6-point favorites, but do you think anybody went into that Kentucky RMU game saying, "You know what, RMU can win this game"?
Yes.
No.
Except the RMU fan base, which are like, "We could probably win this game." The students who were there,
or maybe Vegas, because they wouldn't have put the line at 6 points if they thought that RMU didn't have a chance.
But who's betting?
Because who's betting on Robert Morris to lower it down to 6 points?
The question
points?
Is who's betting on NIT games?
Yeah, who's betting on NIT games? Literally?
College students or Robert
they
Morris?
Make lines,
Kentucky.
They want to make lines on it. If do you bet on NIT games?
No,
so
not
that
usually.
Proves your college student thing
but
wrong.
Like,
but my point is,
but
is that
no, if Rob
if
Morris
Vegas,
is the NIT, I would bet on Rob Morris. Like that's the thing.
But
I don't,
Vegas wouldn't have it. Wouldn't go down if it was just RMU students, a small school of 4,000 people, and if every single RMU student bet on that NIT game, it still would not drop that much because it's only such a small proportion. All right, they wouldn't put it out there if people didn't bet on it, and it wouldn't have lowered so much if people weren't betting for Robert Morris.
I think
6 points.
You're looking at the 6 points saying that Kentucky was that bad, but RMU was a good team that year.
That was probably one of their
they
better
won the
teams.
Regular season tournament.
But that's my point. It's not
thing.
A big upset.
It's still an upset. Logan.
It's an upset, but it's not like the greatest thing to ever happen. It's not like we beat the number one team in the country because we did not.
I think
we beat a team that wasn't even the top
right.
64.
Answer me this. Be honest. Ready? If Robin Morris doesn't beat Kentucky 5 years ago, do we get a brand new multi-million-dollar facility to replace the Soul Center? I say no. I feel like Army versus Kentucky, Army beating Kentucky is the reason why we're getting a giant new facility.
I disagree completely because the team went 10-18 just 2 years ago, and they haven't had a winning season in 3 years, in 4 years. And we're getting a new arena.
I think that the game is so important because they lost to RMU at RMU. If we go to Kentucky and beat them, it's not talked about as much as it is today because it was on our campus when it happened. And that's what I think about it.
I'd much rather Ryder would have beaten Kentucky at Kentucky.
I would much rather have beaten Kentucky at home. In whatever circumstance it was where we
you know how hard it is to beat Kentucky at
Navy
Kentucky?
Blue jerseys at home. Against Kentucky's white jerseys.
If they were playing at Kentucky, the game it would not have been a 6-point line. would have been a 20-point.
Exactly.
It would have been a 20-point favorite.
Now you're just killing your case.
How am I killing my case?
I think he's killing his case, Luke.
I think he's killing his case.
Yeah, by saying so, if it's a completely different outcome, then
I
I'm
think that
my case.
Maybe you just shouldn't go to Robert Morris if you can't respect how much this game means to the people here.
Like I understand.
I don't think
I
it
understand.
Means that much to the people outside
it
of the administration.
Doesn't mean that much to you. You know how many. You can't tell me that, like, when we scout players for basketball, it's not like, hey, And come to Rob Morris. You're like, why? Because we beat Kentucky.
Okay.
Guess
and if
what?
It means,
you have a chance to beat Kentucky.
And if it means so much to those players, why do they transfer out after freshman year?
Because they realize it's not going to happen. We get them here for 1 year, and they're like, oh, this isn't going
to
happen.
But you said it means so much for the Robert Morris people, but and you say that's how we're going to recruit them, that obviously that recruiting strategy isn't working because they're leaving right after this year, right after their freshman year. You know,
Coach,
a lot of those players
Coach
on the
K
team.
Deals with one and done's. Andy Tool's got to figure
players
it out.
Players on that team left after that year. Lucky Jones transferred after that year.
No, he didn't. Lucky Jones graduated.
No, I'm thinking
of someone else.
That was the time period of RMU.
Nobody
where
left.
Where a lot of seniors will they stayed until they were seniors. It was until after that game.
That was after that
where we
year.
Saw more players transferring after a year.
Look, point is, outside of the administration, because the only time I ever hear people. The students talk about the Kentucky game as a joke, is as a complete joke, you know, as a laugh, as a joke, as you know. I had a friend from Kentucky, and I would jokingly make fun of him, and he'd be like, "Yeah, I didn't even know that happened because they don't care about it over there." All right, because the only time I ever hear students joke about it talk about it is literally as a punchline to a joke, and I think it's embarrassing because I know a lot of students that I talk to. That joke about something that our school, that our administration holds prideful.
See, I don't understand how you would think that us beating a team is embarrassing in any aspect.
It's not it's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing how they just, it seems like that's their main marketing strategy is the fact that we beat Kentucky. It's the fact that they make a commercial for coming to Robert Morris, and the main feature of that commercial is Kentucky highlights. It's the fact that they tore down an old stadium that's supposed to have so much history to Robert Morris, and the thing that they're advertising for is the fact that it was the Kentucky game.
For 3 hours on national television, on ESPN, the world was focused on Robert Morris University in terms of the NIT. That was on ESPN. That was coverage. That was the first time I ever heard about Robert Morris, was when I was watching that. Well, I had heard about it, but the first time I ever realized that, like, RMU was a Division I basketball team was watching that game at home.
Right?
And I watched RMU beat Kentucky. And my dad was happy. He had no connection. He did not care about that game. But he still knows. And everybody that watched that game still knows that one time RMU beat Kentucky.
Never forget.
If people from Pittsburgh know that. And every time you bring up Robert
Morris. Of course
Morris,
people from Pittsburgh know. Because Robert Morris won't let people forget it.
Every
time, shoving it down everyone's throats.
Every time that you talk to somebody that you go to RMU or something, whenever you're talking to maybe a future employer, they'll say, oh, Bobby Moe, and they talked about something about Kentucky. Every time that I've talked about somebody with Robert Morris, they have mentioned Kentucky. And that's not the administration pushing them to say that. That is them knowing that one time Robert Morris had beaten
at
a team
one point,
that was a powerhouse.
That was a powerhouse.
Not no,
they
not,
were in the NIT. They were not a powerhouse.
Up. No, they're not. The they team not itself powerhouse. Wasn't a powerhouse. But the program is a powerhouse. It would be. It would be like, okay, it would be if, let's say, the women's, like, UConn women's basketball team was, like, decent 1 year, but they weren't great. Make the tournament, make the NIT, we beat them. That would be, like, the greatest thing ever. Like, yeah, they're probably the best women's college basketball team programs in history, but that team wasn't good. But it's the program name. That's what makes it. You don't have to know the players. You don't have to know that Willie Cauley-Stein was their featured player for that game as far as Kentucky goes. But Robert Morris beat Kentucky, not – Rob Morris beat Willie Cauley-Stein and the Wildcats from Kentucky. No, Rob Morris beat Kentucky. That's how it works.
And it's an important game.
And that's why it's important.
To the program.
No, it is not. Look,
because no other team of RMU's caliber has beaten a team like that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, all right, beating a team like that, they beat an NIT team. They beat an NIT. They beat an NIT
team.
Did Wagner
beat an NIT team?
Again, if they were playing the Kentucky of when they were a one seed or when they were a three seed or when they're ranked or when they're anything like that, you know, if they're playing a great Kentucky team, then yes, you can do it. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see why 5 years down the road you have to be bragging. You know, shoving it down your throat, using it in every single one of your commercials, putting it in every single one of your speeches, because they have, for both, you can look up the commercials, every single one includes highlights from the Kentucky game. Not anything that our basketball team has done in the past 4 years, you know, with players that are actually on the team. You know, they're using guys that are players that are on the team.
Well, there's no significance to it.
Showing the Kentucky game isn't just us bragging about beating Kentucky. It showed that video of all of the RMU students cheering shows, like, student fun. It shows that kids had fun rooting for their athletic teams. They can't show a football game this year for RMU football because nobody goes to that game and nobody cheers.
So it's not sad that that's the only game that they can show if it's about students having fun.
If they're
going to
show a game,
because that's even more sad
if,
to
if
me.
You're, if you're going to show a game of fan like students being
and
like
fan loyalty and
crazy hyped up for a game, you're not going to show Robert Morris men's hockey versus Mercyhurst because like yeah, the people that go there are like you know the club hockey team. And then, like, the some students go. But, like, nobody's there to be like, let's go, like, bang on the glass. Like, nobody's kind of, like, there to enjoy the game.
Yeah, why wouldn't you show our students at their best?
And then, but, like, if Minnesota comes to Rob Morris and, like, just having the name Kentucky on the scoreboard at Soul Center was a big thing. Like, just having their name on the, like, on the ticket was the reason why you see all those fans and students there going absolutely crazy. That's why it's a big thing. That's why they show that. Because there's no other team that the Rob Morris plays on a, I would say, a traditional basis, like a yearly basis, that brings that much attention and that much energy to a group of people.
Look, it's just sad to me that it, one game in the NIT is the main thing used to advertise about Robert Morris when there's a lot of great things considering the fact, you know, last year was the first time in school history that they made the top 300 universities and they moved up 50 spots this year, which was the largest increase among Pittsburgh schools.
They still mention that in every
but they year. don't it's not in the commercial.
They talked about how
it's not in the, it's not in the commercial. It's not in any of the commercials. It's sad to me that the Soul Center saw multiple conference championships. All right. And the thing that they advertise with selling this stuff is not any of the conference championships. It's solely the Kentucky game. It's not even like they meant. It's not even like it's mentioned. It is solely the Kentucky game. They call it buy a piece of wood from the Kentucky game, not buy a piece of wood from a stadium that had multiple conference champions, that had a great basketball team, that for the past 15 years they haven't missed the NEC tournament, and that's the longest stretch in the NEC. They advertise the fact that we played an NIT game, and we beat a bad team. All right, we beat a painfully average team at best, a painfully average Kentucky team at best. It's embarrassing that, you know, every time we hear about these speeches, even if there's nothing to do with basketball in the speeches, a Kentucky game is brought up. Even if it has nothing to do with sports, they somehow find a way to work in the Kentucky game. You know, it's like this goal, you know, put together by Craig Coleman, like, hey, every single time we talk, we have to bring up this Kentucky game. You know, and yes, it was great, you know, 5 years ago. It was great even the next year and probably even the third year after, you know, but now it's just old. When is enough enough? When is the game in the past? You know, I'm not a Pirate
enough
fan.
When it happens again with a different team. Not just the men's basketball. Like, let's say the football team pulls, like, some big school in, like, the first week that the teams play and they just get reaped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's what's gonna happen because it's the biggest David versus Goliath story at Rob Morris.
Yeah, and you say it's sad that we do it. I think it's sad that you can't just recognize and appreciate that one time RMU won a game 59-57 in the Soul Center on ESPN
against Kentucky. Against no matter Kentucky. How bad, like Duke could have a really bad team. They'd be like, "Yeah, we beat Duke," and you'd probably be like, "Yeah, well, you know, that was a crappy Duke team. They had like Grayson Allen and like Marvin Bagley, but still, they beat Duke."
Yeah.
I think those are two completely different things, but whatever. As we cut down, I'm just as we end this discussion, I'm just going to ask you guys quickly your NCAA tournament picks from the remaining 16 teams, because I assume both of your brackets have been completely busted.
Mine's not. I still got my championship game still intact, baby.
I still have the two that I have submitted for money. I have Villanova and Duke winning those two games.
That's
so
okay. That's not a bad
all pick. The brackets that matter to like me, Nova. I still have my two champs in.
Mine's Michigan. And I have Michigan and Purdue, but now that Isaac Haas is out,
yeah, UNC,
not looking too good.
UNC, Virginia, Arizona, all going down. Kind
yeah,
of
my,
puts a
my final
on my
four,
hopes.
My final four was Cincinnati, Michigan on one side, and then Michigan State and Purdue on the other.
Well, I'm just gonna go out and I'm just gonna say I'm going Duke. You know, they seem like the only team out that I think could actually win. They're the only team I trust to win. I
don't sleep on A&M, baby.
It's either Duke gets knocked out before the Sweet 16 or they win the whole tournament.
Don't,
with me.
Don't sleep on Syracuse.
It's March Madness. And you know what happened in March once? RMB beat Kentucky.
Exactly.
5 years ago, to be exact. Cool. All right. Well, thank you all again for joining in. This is our first off-season episode of The Tool Shed. We're going to be continuing as much as possible. Maybe if there's nothing to talk about, we won't do one. Who knows? We'll surprise you every now and then. But, you know, as far as we're concerned, we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel on RMU Radio. Also, before we go, I do want to mention, be sure to check out on Saturday, we're going to be having a premiere of a documentary on the women's basketball team. And they're called International Pipeline, made by our own very own Sam Anthony, Brandon Ailman, and Morgan Torcha. Once again, I'm Logan Carney. On behalf of Luke Yost and Matt Curtick, this has been The Tool Shed on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Good night, everyone. Bradley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump.